This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media. It's the 30th day of October, Wednesday. Drew Lerner is on the phone line from Kansas City to take a look at the weather forecast. He's with World Weather Incorporated. Good afternoon to you, Drew.
Good afternoon, Todd.
It's wet and looks like it's going to stay wet for at least a day and a half or so.
It certainly does. We have quite a bit of rain and thunderstorms already on radar out there in eastern Iowa, western central portions of Illinois, back into Missouri. The precipitation is just now starting to get organized, so as we go forward through the rest of the afternoon and evening hours, we'll likely see this all intensify, become more of a generalized region of rain, and yes, indeed, we are going to be seeing enough precipitation coming and going over these next couple of days that there won't be much field work, but it's been quite a little while since we've had a big rain event like this, so we'll maybe take advantage of the time that we've got to maybe catch up on a little rest. But it does look as though once the system's out of the way, we'll have just a couple of days that are relatively good across the Midwest before we start worrying about another storm system that could begin to influence the region. That system, the bigger one, will be sometime next week, probably beginning in the Western Corn Belt, probably on Monday or Tuesday of next week, in the form of scattered showers, and then probably at midweek from Tuesday into Thursday, we'll probably see quite a bit of rain back across the region again. Both of these events will probably produce a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain in quite a few locations. Today's event, today and tomorrow, we'll probably see some amounts in the 1 to 2 inch range coming out of Missouri and heading up towards Michigan.
The event this week is ushered in by warmer air. How about the one for next week?
Next week, it's a very similar scenario. Both these storm systems are in a southwesterly flow pattern aloft, and so there's a tremendous amount of Gulf of Mexico moisture that is streaming northward, and it's running into some cooler air that it will be coming in behind a cool front that will cut across the Midwest in both cases. And so we will see temperatures probably next week turning a little bit more significantly cool behind that event rather than what we'll see happen this week. This week's temperatures on Saturday and Sunday will be back to near normal with 40s and 50s for highs after being in the 60s and 70s, of course, here today and perhaps tomorrow in some locations.
You mentioned the Gulf of Mexico. Activity there has been kind of quiet for the year, hasn't it?
Oh, my. Yeah, quite a very still year for tropical activity. We've had several storms, but they just haven't been able to hold together very well because of the very strong subtropical jet stream that's been present. There's also been some shear out there, and just the conditions haven't been all that good for tropical weather, and I don't think there's too many people on the Gulf Coast complaining about that.
And we'll probably pay for that one later. We usually do.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right.
How about the rest of the planet? What do you see? We have about a minute.
Well, it looks like China is doing very well right now with getting crops in the ground and getting crops out of the ground. In other words, winter wheat planting is going well, but China's actually a little bit drier than it should be at this time of the year, and some of the unirrigated winter wheat is not going to have a chance to establish very well without some kind of significant precipitation. And right now, it looks like only some scattered light showers will occur over the next week or 10 days. So we'll keep an eye on that. Now, they irrigate an awful lot of that crop, so we don't want to get too caught up in that, but there will be a little bit of pressure downward on some production if it doesn't rain better. Argentina is taking center stage for the rest of the night tonight and tomorrow. There's going to be quite a bit of rain that will fall across that country. And as you know, there's been a lot of droughty talk out there. Some of the winter crop, of course, was lost. About 26% of the crop was actually lost because of dryness and freezes this year. And we're off to a very slow start on corn and some of the sunseed planting. Of course, soybean planting will start next week. So we'll look for some kind of benefit from this.